there's some important business to attend to. First, I want to acknowledge three deputy district attorneys who are with us tonight who are judicial candidates. Kathleen Blanchard. Welcome. Michael O'Gara. And Hillary Merritt. Good luck to you. I hope you're not each running against each other.
Okay. Larry, how are you?
It's not McCain, Obama, and Clinton sitting over there together. That's a good fact. Traditionally, we conclude with the election of new officers. As I say, it breaks my heart to give up the Viking helmet at this point. I have quite a few Norwegian relatives. I am, in fact, half Norwegian on the mother's side. My mom's from Norway. So I have every few months I get a platoon of Norwegian cousins bowling through California, and of course, there's two items on their hit list. One is Disneyland, and the other is my house for a meal. And I have to say, I got more goodwill with my Norwegian relatives having the presidential helmet in the house and posing with family photos with them than I could possibly have imagined. So it's been a real privilege for me and a real benefit to my domestic situation to have served. But now it's the important time for nominations and elections, and we traditionally begin with the office of treasurer. Treasurer, of course, is a very important position in this organization because the principal duty of the treasurer, which must be executed faithfully and without error, is to make sure that the check ends up in front of Roger. So the floor is open for the position of treasurer. As always, any able or not able-bodied man, woman, or child who's not currently serving a prison sentence is eligible. And I forgot. Self-nomination is also not only accepted but encouraged. Yes.
Lee Golden.
Lee Golden. Chauffeur to the Honorable Judge Golden. Okay. Lee Golden is nominated. These elections, as you know, are traditionally very hard fought. So that's right.
An important part of his nomination is that he is a former plumber.
That's right. Well, okay. Say no more. Good at finding and fixing leaks. Mr. Golden has been nominated, and I think somebody should probably technically say seconded.
Move to close nomination.
Okay.
Second.
Well, I think we can proceed right to a vote on the election and not on the motion to close the election. Ragnar's rules of order here. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposition?
No.
None? You're not allowed to vote in your own election, so congratulations. That's right. Now, moving up the great chain of being, the position of vice president, which of course is important. As they used to say in the Miss America pageant, very important to be, the runner-up in the Miss America pageant, because if for any reason Miss America cannot discharge her duties, well, you know. Likewise, if there's an attempt on the life or the well-being of the president of the association, why, of course, the vice president constitutionally would succeed. The vice president also has the additional important responsibility of making sure that the association's strategic reserve of goat's milk cheese is maintained properly refrigerated. So it's not something you should volunteer for lightly, but if nominated, you should serve. Nominations for the position of association vice president. Don't be bashful. If you've got somebody you've got a grudge against, this is a perfect opportunity.
I nominate Moriarty over there.
All right.
John
Moriarty.
Second.
Excellent. His credentials are a little bit suspect because I believe he told me over dinner he had never watched an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies. But passing that.
But he goes to
the opera.
Well, fair enough then. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you, one and all.
And now, for the opportunity to wear the... I think I should probably put this on at this point in the proceedings because there's a... Got to be a train.
You wear it so well.
Yeah. I actually have to confess at this point, in the interest of disclosure, that when I took the hat home, what's really is becoming what? Yes. It's a little spooky to think that my ancestors actually used to run around Europe wearing these things. And you know, my 16-year-old son actually wrote a paper on the Vikings in ninth grade, and it was about 15 pages long. They were terrible people. They were violent. Oh my God! They were astonishingly violent and nasty people. And the reason we have stone churches throughout Europe today is that the Vikings would regularly roll into town, and their mechanism of conquest was to burn down the common facilities, the common infrastructure, and the most important social site in any small European town was the wooden church. So after your church had been burned down 15 times by the Vikings, you kind of got the clue. It's like the Three Little Pigs, and you built your cathedral out of stone. So there's a side benefit, but they were a rugged group. The office of president.
Retribution.
Yes. Okay. And seconded. Hearing no opposition, all is in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations. Come on up. Tell him what he's won, Jerry. That's right. Okay, here we go.
How that hat looks.
Oh, I feel like Bert Parks. This is great. Yeah.
The first order of business is to immediately check the books of the newly installed treasurer.
Get a picture.
Now, actually, you've made a very serious mistake because the vice president is the one who should be here, and if anything, I should be after him because he's fond of telling so many people. Back when I was in law school, he was judging moot court, at which I appeared. So it looks like we're together again, John.
The tables are turned.
And his honor was number one, I might add. He was the very best moot court presenter at UCLA.
I'll tell you right after.
Yeah. You give us 5 minutes of your argument that day. still have it in line.
What's next?
I think that actually concludes the association business for this year.
Very good.
It's really up to you because you're the president.
I think we probably should have a toast to our immediate past president, who has done a magnificent job. Who had a sense of humor that outdid him. No end. It was very, very good. And to our wonderful hosts, Roger and Joanne, I think another toast is due. I don't have my octave to them. And with that, unless there's anything further, I guess we'll declare it adjourned. Sine die.
Declare victory and send the troops home.
Is that a Norwegian term? Well, we should have our school.
They're supposed to be the...
Tell us
and don't we sing?